Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Joining us right now is Governor Mike Huckabee. He's here to talk to us about a tweet that he put out that is getting a lot of response. Governor Huckabee, thank you so much for joining us on Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you, and delighted to talk about the necessary repeal of the 17th Amendment.
Yeah. Now, when people hear this, and I admit I am one of those people who said, wait a minute, but we should be electing our senators. There are representatives. Convince me otherwise.
Well, the 17th Amendment repealed the original manner in which senators were selected. And most people don't even know about the 17th Amendment. They assume we always just elected senators by popular vote. But we didn't until 1913. This is a relatively new phenomenon. Up until then, the manner in which our Congress was established, the House of Representatives were elected by popular vote, but the senators were actually selected by the individual state legislators. If you go back and read Federalist Paper number 62, you find that the reason for this and the rationale was that the founders believed that if you had people who were just subject to the passions of the moment, that they might make rather impetuous decisions rather than thoughtful decisions, and that they wouldn't protect the rights of the states, and we would end up becoming what we have become, this massive federal government rather than the United States of America. And frankly, Mary, I'm convinced most people don't even understand that the way that power was supposed to be distributed was that the federal government would be very limited, extraordinarily small in its reach, and the real power would rest with the people closer to where they lived in their own states. And that was the protection that the Senate would be subject to accountability back home. Well, now they're not, and I can tell you, as a governor for nearly 11 years, I battled 90% of a legislature that was Democrat, and that was tough enough. But frankly, one of the toughest battles any governor, Democrat or Republican, ever faces is the battle against Washington trying to fix things for them without having a clue of the impact that it's having on the people in their state.
Now, Governor Huckabee, I want to ask you a question related to being a governor and dealing with the federal government. Your tweet came in response to the Senate failing to get anything done on this health care bill. But what we saw with governors across the country, including places like Nevada, where you had Governor Brian Sandoval against this health bill, was that they were worried that they were going to lose federal funding. Many governors make the case like, hey, look, I've got to balance my budget in my state. The federal government doesn't have to balance theirs, so therefore send me your money. And my worry, it would be that if we go back to state legislators electing directly senators, that they would just use that as a way to write giant checks for their state out of the federal coffers.
Well, the protection for that is that, first of all, we have a group of senators who are looking after their states. You would also have people who had to be accountable and had to make that work with the senators of the other states. I think what sometimes people forget when you say the federal government has all this money, where did they get it? They got it from the people in the states. How did they get it? They got it because both the House and the Senate voted to take it away from them in the form of income taxes that were never supposed to be more than 1 or 2%. Most people don't know that the 16th Amendment, which authorized income tax, was also done just at the turn of the 1900s. And it was only to affect about less than 1% of the American public, the very, very richest people, and we were told then income tax will never go above 2%.
Yeah, that was believable.
Yeah.
Let's see how that turned out.
Let me ask you, Mike, my concern with this is, does it open up then our state legislators for corruption to put in their cronies, their political buddies, and appoint them then as senators?
Of course it does. I mean, let's be honest here. There's no such thing as a government that is completely immune from corruption, and it happens at every level, whether it's school board, city council, or for that matter, student council in high school. It's part of the fact that when our founders created our government, there was a check and a balance in every form of government. And the check and balance of the Congress was not only an election, but it was also that you had one body of that Congress elected with popular vote. You had another body that was selected by their legislators to protect the 10th Amendment. And the fact that if it's not in the Constitution, It's the role of the states. Think about this. Is there one thing in the U.S. Constitution that speaks to the federal nature of providing health insurance for people? There most certainly is not. This is an issue that has become something of massive controversy and even a convoluted attempt to fix it. And one of the reasons Obamacare failed, one of the reasons that the Republicans are failing now, is because they're making the assumption that they can create, quote, a plan that works the same in Massachusetts, where Charlie Baker is governor, as it does in Mississippi, where Phil Bryan is governor. And I can assure you the demographics, the needs of the population in Massachusetts and Mississippi are dramatically different. And so the failure is the federal government thinking that it can fix something that it doesn't even understand. Better approach would be take those dollars, send them back to the states in the form of a block grant, and quite frankly, you would have some solutions that look very, very blue, probably in California and in some other states. You would have some other states who would approach this in a very, very red way. But guess what? Those who created a plan that worked, red or blue, other states would start to adopt.
All right, Governor Huckabee, I want to ask you a question directly related to the fact your grandchildren came up in the White House press briefing yesterday. Here, listen to this.
If you want to see chaos, come to my house with three preschoolers. This doesn't hold a candle to that.
That's your daughter.
Just to be clear.
That's your daughter, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, saying yesterday that she knows chaos, and boy, does she show it. I mean, she's able to handle those briefings pretty well, despite all the chaos that's been thrown at her.
Well, she's a tough kid, tough cookie, and part of the reason is she has literally grown up in politics. I've joked that when most kids were 9 years old and out jumping rope, she was sitting around the kitchen table listening to Dick Morris do crosstabs of polls. So a little different approach, and nothing really rattles her. She's unflappable, and she's comfortable in her own skin. She knows who she is, and she's been given a job, and she's,
yes,
I think, going to do it. But no kidding.
Well, if anybody's
handling
benefited,
those preschoolers, that's good preparation.
If, yes, if anybody's benefited from all that chaos, it's her. She got a promotion over the last 10 days, so good for her.
Yeah, tell her that we think she's doing a great job. We really do. Governor Mike Huckabee, thank you so much for joining us, and proud papa today. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.